This is Magic coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com Fragile Earth member podcast feed on the topic, the Sea Shepherd, replying to the awesome Mulberry Blue Shimmer on this wildness that's taken place down under. So Mulberry, hey, it's great to have you weigh in on this topic. And yeah, you know what? I think you've got some very good points in your rebuttal. I mean, one of the problems that I have, like many of, a few of my fellow members is, yeah, you know, you get emotional, you get passionate. I mean, there's some particular elements of this story that bother me, and they bother me for reasons that are, I guess, kind of personal. yeah, you know, you're making some great points, and I really can't argue with them with you on them. I think you're right. so yeah, here's my stinging rebuttal. It's like, oh yeah, you want to disagree with me? Huh? Okay, I'll take you on. yeah, I mean, you know, among the other things here is the fact that I tend to lump Greenpeace and these Sea Shepherd people together, and I shouldn't. That's wrong. So, Greenpeace, I am sorry to put you in the same boat, if you'll pardon the pun, as Sea Shepherd and Paul Watson and those guys, okay? It's sort of like the difference between maybe the Sierra Club and ALF, you know, or ELF, you know, the Earth Liberation Front. So, all right, fair enough. Yeah, and Greenpeace has its issues, as you mentioned, and it's got a few. And by the way, for what it's worth, if it weren't for some of the tactics, the irony here is that there's a lot of things I agree with Greenpeace on, and if they, and here's the problem, I'm pretty suspicious that Greenpeace is actually, like so many other organizations in these environmental movements, actually been co-opted by multinational corporations who then use these people, through various fronts and sponsors. Like Greenpeace doesn't take. It only takes donations from individuals. Yeah, well, some of these individuals are taking donations from multinational. Yeah, they're funneling money into organizations like Greenpeace in order to control their agendas. And I get the impression that's what's gone on there. I'm not saying that's necessarily true. I don't know for a fact, but I'm telling you, based on what I've seen, a lot of these so-called environmental groups are actually representing corporate interests. And I urge anyone that is a member of these groups to be mindful of the possibility that that's the case with them. Watch out. The thing with the coral reef, and Greenpeace does all these things. And, you know, I don't have a problem with organizations like Greenpeace or Sea Shepherd going out and doing stuff for publicity, as long as they don't do this violently. I really think, I mean, for me at least, and I know for a lot of other people like me, seeing those kind of tactics is a major turnoff. It discredits their movement. It discredits what they're trying to accomplish. You know, I am not convinced that all peaceful means have been exhausted to resolve the issue with the whaling. Yeah, Japan is clearly not blameless here. And if I've given anyone the impression that I think Japan is blameless in this case, I'm sorry, because that was wrong for me to do that. Obviously, you know, scientific purposes, yeah, really, they need hundreds of whales in order to conduct their studies, like you say, of how good they taste. Obviously, Japan is conducting commercial whaling under the guise of scientific research. That's wrong, and Japan should stop doing that. What bugs me here, and the reason why I'm so passionate about this, the people that are actually being physically threatened by Greenpeace, and yes, Greenpeace, when they talk about this, the Nisshin Maru should have turned according to the laws of navigation. Look, pal, the Arctic Sunrise is obviously there for a reason, and they're obviously there. They have stated that they're there to interfere with that ship. So they can talk about navigation rules, and they can play these little playground games, but I'm not buying that. They're still doing something that is dangerous and wrong, and I would appreciate a little more honesty from Greenpeace. Sea Shepherd is a whole nother ball game, I will agree. This Paul Watson guy is freaking psychotic, as best I can tell. This is ridiculous. This guy is in the same league as, like, Carrie Nations going around and, with an axe and trashing bars, to push temperance. It's crazy, It's just freaking crazy, and that bothers me when I see this kind of stuff. And, what bothers me is seeing people that I respect glorifying this, because, I respect the right of people to have different opinions, of course, but it's disappointing to see people who I respect and admire, jumping on the bandwagon with something that's just so obviously wrong. And again, I don't disagree with the cause of a moratorium on railing. I support that. What bothers me here is the contempt that I'm seeing for doing this peacefully, the contempt that I'm seeing for accomplishing this through legal channels. Yes, this can be pursued through legal channels. How about some political action? How about getting governments to put some pressure on Japan? How about putting some pressure on governments, put some pressure on the UN to put some pressure on Japan? You know, how about lawsuits? You know, in the United States, we have lawsuits filed all the time by these so-called environmental groups. I live near the Sierra Nevada mountains. There are huge sections of the Sierra Nevada mountains that are moonscapes now because outfits like the Sierra Club sued to prevent the Forest Service from being able to thin out dead wood and stuff like that in these areas. The resulting wildfires from all this accumulated fuel from years of allowing this and then stopping it has basically killed millions and millions of trees, which has resulted in denuding the mountains. And all this, you know, topsoil is getting washed out. Habitats have been destroyed. All of this in the name of environmentalism. I don't like that kind of hypocrisy. I see this kind of stuff going on here. And yet, it is clear to me that the tactic of using lawsuits to stop this kind of stuff does work. Why not use lawsuits? Why not take the money that's being used to finance these expeditions and apply that instead to actually using legal procedures to stop this whaling? I think that's not asking too much. I realize I don't know a lot about the history of this. Maybe they really have exhausted all possibilities. If they have, if someone can present to me some evidence that outfits like Greenpeace and Sea Shepherd have gone to every reasonable length and that they really are acting in accordance with law, you know what? Then the only thing I'm going to say is just please try not to kill anyone, you know. These guys that are on the Nishimaru, these fishermen in the whaling fleets, I do not like the way they're being demonized. They're just guys that are trying to make a living, you know. For them, whether it's whales, whether it's salmon, whatever, these guys are just trying to make a living. They have families. They have friends. You know, let's not try and use the ancient tactic of dehumanizing them and demonizing them, because that's wrong too. Ultimately, my big thing here is let's just see some more honesty on all sides of this. Like I said, I'm not on the side of Japan here. I think that they're being dishonest. I think they are violating the law. At the same time, I think the people who are pointing fingers at them and sanctimoniously claiming that they're violating the law are also violating the law. So what we got is a bunch of lawlessness on the high seas. I would like to see that come to an end. And I think the best way to do that is to pursue legal action through legal channels, political action through political channels, and have some respect for the societies and civilizations that have taken so many millennia to get to this point. Come on, people. We can do better than this. And again, by the way, for anyone who disagrees with me on any of these things, I really do not want you to get the impression that I'm pointing a finger at you and calling you an idiot or anything like that. I don't think that way. You know, like Net Chicken and I can go back and forth with all the lofty rhetoric and stuff like that. I have a very high degree of respect for Net Chicken. So Net Chicken, if you're out there, pa-cack, you know, brother, keep the feathered faith. And no, just because we may disagree on this issue, and just because I think that a lot of what the position you're taking is hypocrisy doesn't mean that I think that you are a hypocrite and that you are some kind of, you know, moral defective or anything like that. Not at all. Not at all. I still respect you tremendously. And I want to make sure that when we discuss this kind of stuff, that we always do so from a position of mutual respect, even when it's something passionate. Obviously, I'm very passionate about this because, you know, I just don't like the idea of these guys having their lives threatened on the high seas. It does bother me, you know, and I haven't been a sailor for a long time. But I'll tell you, if you've ever been, you know, there have been times when I was out adrift on the high seas, and that is something I would not wish on my worst enemy. Anyway, this has been Magic at AboveTopSecret.com. Striking back at Mulberry Blue Shimmer on this, volatile topic of the Sea Shepherd and, of course, Greenpeace and the whole whaling fiasco going on down under. Anyway, very best regards to everyone. Be well, friends.